the ability to go out there and put that that competitive spirit that he has, that make other people better, passing ability, you know, defend, where he has other people thinking the same way he's thinking, and how that's going to manifest in their performance this year. He's special. He's absolutely special.
That's all for today's special edition of Studio 12. We thank John Thornton for his time and sharing his memories of a great man, Shelby Metcalf, the winningest basketball coach, not only in school history, but in the entire Southwest Conference. Hope everyone has a good rest of their day. This has been Studio 12 here on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
For more info on The Zone FM 102.7, Zone HD, or Sports Radio 1150, make sure to visit zone1150.com. This is KZNE, KNDHD3, and KNDHD4, K274CM, College Station, Bryan.
Jackerman, 1 hour left before the trade deadline, and the Blue Jays made the biggest splash, picking up both Troy Tulowitzki and David Price, and haven't stopped reportedly acquiring Ben Revere from the Phillies and reliever Mark Lowe from the Mariners. The Royals have dropped their last two, but still have the best record in the American League, and will send recently acquired Johnny Cueto to the mound for his Royals debut tonight in Toronto. And Lorenzo Cain is looking forward to playing behind his new teammate.
That's awesome. Like I say, get a chance to face him, you know, this season and also in the past. He's definitely a solid pitcher. Goes out to compete each and every night. I'm just happy he's on our team now.
The Orioles acquired outfielder Gerardo Parra from the Brewers, who also sent reliever Jonathan Broxton to St. Louis. And the Cubs have reportedly picked up Dan Haran from the Marlins. The Astros ended the first half on a sour note, but have come up on the second half hot and opened up a little distance in the AL West after sweeping the Angels. Their three-game lead and the acquisitions of Scott Kazmir and Carlos Gomez, as catcher Jason Castro and his mates flying high.
We're really making a push here. I mean, those guys are going to be huge additions, obviously. You know, Carlos Gomez is a dynamic player on both sides of the ball. I mean, he can pretty much do it all. So he's an exciting guy that will plug into this lineup.
The Angels open up a series against the Dodgers and will face Clayton Kershaw. Russell Wilson can go into the season with the relief that any contract issues are behind him as he comes to terms on a four-year extension with the Seahawks worth $87 million. Junior Gillette signs a one-year deal with the Redskins. I'm Rich Ackerman.
The baseball trading deadline is today. Listen to CBS Sports Radio for the latest news on your favorite team.
I'm Patrick Zinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. Franklin's new Bait and Jamboree is tomorrow. Enjoy entertainment by the Sunshine Strummers, Terry Barnett and the Swingin' On Band, and the Hall Brothers. Hamburger sales start at 5, the show starts at 6. Catholic Family Fraternal of Texas is holding its 17th annual community fundraiser garage sale for charities tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the St. Joseph Elementary School gym. For information, call Liz at 224-2844. Rio Brazos Audubon Society invites you to their free beginning bird walk tomorrow at Lake Creek Park. Meet at the Chimney Swift Kiosk near the parking lot at 7:30. Today, a 30% chance of showers, mostly sunny and hot, high of 99. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy and 76. Grab a buddy and grab your clubs and head out to the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course each Wednesday for the Zone Shootout. You can click on the events tab on zone1150.com for more information.
Did you know millennials think about cooking as a creative outlet to express themselves? Your Beef Checkoff continues to provide millennials with tools they need to experiment with beef in the kitchen. This generation enjoys recipes like Thai beef with cucumber salad or confetti beef tacos, adding an extra twist to their meals and providing new inspiration. So while you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is using market research to direct millennials to beef nirvana. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your checkoff dollar.
Texas affords great businesses the freedom to grow. Outstanding business practices affords Texans one of the strongest economies in the country. This is Inside Texas Business.
Outdoor lighting can enhance the beauty of your home, says Richard Lentz, President Lentz Landscape Lighting.
We love to shed some light on all the beautiful landscapes Texas has to offer. The distinctive natural beauty that each neighborhood provides has continued to inspire us for over 30 years.
Inside Texas Business, presented by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a policyholder-owned workers' comp provider. Work safe, Texas.
Everyone makes mistakes. Mistakes can land you on the wrong side of the law. If so, you need someone on your side. Steve Gustitis, attorney at law, has over 20 years' experience fighting felony and misdemeanor charges. Steve Gustitis will fight for you. Call now to set up your free consultation. 823-9111. Qualified people are ready to take your call. Call 823-9111 or visit GustitisLaw.com to see how Steve Gustitis can put the law on your side.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone HD.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care. 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Listen to The Zone, 102.7 in Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation. Covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Friday, the last day of July of the year 2015. We're all going to live through it together, David.
I thought you were going to say of the year, just period. I'm glad
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's the last day of July of the year 2015. It's not the last day of July.
I thought maybe like 6 months just went, got away from
me. It's not the last day of July ever. We'll have more days next year.
Okay.
Presumably
good.
Years after that, but it's the last day for this one. We're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of cool shows and great events. Check out all the information, mscopus.org. As y'all know, the Friday show, especially during the summer, can go a lot of ways.
That's why Primo's not here, right?
Right.
Primo's, that's why I'm... Actually, should we go ahead and make the announcement? Can we announce now Primo's been traded to the Austin American Statesman for a copy editor to be named later?
Right. Yeah. No, he's... I'll tell you what, I don't know why if everyone hates the Friday show or what, but man, we've had a hard time filling that other seat this week. David, as I reached down here to try to grab my pen, it was going to be Primo, then he's golfing, and then it was going to be Jeff, and then Jeff's out of commission, and then everyone else is on vacation. So here you are. You've been press ganged into service.
I'm going to leave here and not look back after this show. We'll be good. It's been a pretty productive week. And this is sort of my last weekend before we start. I think I'll probably emerge about December 20th and say, okay, we can come up for air.
What happened?
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same deal here. It's kind of the last weekend before the schools start getting back. Everyone's got to start going back to working there. And then the practices get going here pretty soon for A&M, so we'll be busy as well.
High schools get started next week with volleyball and football practice.
Hit us up, 229-1939 is the text line. What do y'all want to talk about today? We're here to talk about what y'all want to talk about. It's like y'all's day, so just pick it, whatever. It can be a debate. It can be a comment. It can be whatever. Local food recommendations. I can have opinions on literally anything.
And you know, the scary thing is
If I don't have an opinion, I'll make one up.
The scary thing is you and I have been agreeing on stuff lately, and
that
bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually we get into these. You know, we could throw the old-time, new-time NBA stuff out there, but it's a bad time for the NBA, you know?
Yeah, so whatever y'all want, you know, let us know. 229-1939. First things first, they do have a game tonight, but it doesn't really matter because they're two games up. The Astros are going to go into August in first place, David.
They are.
It's unbelievable.
But you know, I told you this last time we were on together. Astros fans can't stand the prosperity. They're going to worry about when's it going to go sour.
Right.
I don't think it's going to go sour with this team. I like this team every time they go out there.
Well,
everybody has a slump. They had a slump right around the All-Star break.
And now they're even better than they were yesterday, right?
Yes, they are.
I went to the gym yesterday, and then I can do, you know, like cardio stuff with my headphones in. But if I'm like lifting, I don't like the headphones in. So I'm not hooked in. I'm not looking at my phone. I get out of there and I find out Carlos Gomez is the newest Houston Astro, as well as Mike Fiers joining.
Came over from
Astros.
The Brewers.
Came over from Milwaukee.
And
we talked yesterday about the whole crying on the field ordeal, the poor guy from the Mets and all that.
Yeah.
And that trade didn't go through. Well, the Astros, the beneficiary of that not
that's
going
right.
Through.
The Mets folks can be happy, and the Astros can too, because they got a really good defensive guy who runs the bases well. A good sometimes really good hitter, and I think they came out way ahead on this deal. Astros really helped themselves a bunch.
And then last night's game to cap off a wild day. The game last night, Kazmir goes 7 2/3, doesn't give up a run. He would have been responsible for the guys at third, but Nishik comes out. We were joking, no pressure here. It's a game to stay alone in first place.
Yeah.
Two outs, bottom of the eighth, or top of the eighth inning. Nishik comes in to face Mike Trout and gets him. Solid, fun game. And then of all people, I'm not going to lie, I was sitting at the bottom of the ninth. I even told the people I was watching with, I was like, if this goes to extras, I'm getting another drink. But I even said out loud, I was like, all right, Castro, just strike out. So that we can lead off the next inning. Well, this is before. Yeah. So I was like, we'll just lead off the next inning with Mariznick, and then that'll set up the potential for a big 10th inning.
And then Castro got his bat in front of that ball before.
Just bombs one.
He was probably trying to strike out, but he just made contact. What can you say?
Well, he completely fanned on one right down the heart of the plate on strike two or strike. Yeah, you're thinking like, okay, whatever. Castro's not doing this, but and then banged one. I mean, there was runners on first and second, so he didn't really necessarily have to hit a home run. But in true 2015 Astros style, if they're going to score, it's going to be a home run.
Yeah, and a three-run homer to win the thing in a scoreless game where you're you talked about Kazmir, which I guess was his debut back in Houston.
Yeah.
And
they had the friends from Cy Falls there in the front row and the whole thing.
Oh, that's cool.
That was pretty funny.
Well, that is cool. I mean, that is pretty neat to have that. Because, you know, Astros have done okay with some hometown guys, you know, if you think about it over the years.
Yeah, a little bit. That was all going on. It was an exciting game and a sweep of the Angels, who we don't face again for like 2 months.
Well,
but.
And an Angels team that had been playing really well too.
Yeah.
So I mean that was the key part of it. Now what, the Diamondbacks in next? Is that
Diamondbacks are in now, and then they go to the Rangers, I think, after that. So we'll see what the Cole Hamels has in store for the Astros.
Rangers actually had they had a walk off hit last night.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton with a walk off hit to win it for him, 7-6,
Or
the Yanks.
The thing that always gets me about the trades is some of them happen like right away. We talked about the Kazmir was like in, he was ready to pitch in Kansas City like the next day and was the starter for the Astros like 24 hours after he got traded.
Yeah, he literally flew from Oakland to
to Kansas City.
Kansas City, Hamels
deal wasn't official until today.
But that didn't have anything to do with Cole Hamels or really much to do with the Rangers. That had to do with that Matt Harrison contract.
Yeah, but it's just funny that sometimes it's like, okay, go. You're there on that team now. And then sometimes it's a few days. But Hamels is supposed to pitch tomorrow.
He is supposed to pitch. He's the scheduled starter for tomorrow. But Matt Harrison's contract, you know, he was out with the back surgery, and the Rangers, this looks like a pretty smart deal to me. Rangers had an insurance policy, so they got like 75% of his salary back. Well, now they were figuring out how to get that insurance policy over a certain amount of time. Some of that stuff worked out, and the deals transferred over to the Phillies. So that's what was holding up the Cole Hamels deal.
The only trade we're still waiting on, and we are 46 minutes from the trade deadline, is the potential, at least as far as I know, Kimbrel possibly being dealt from the Padres is the one that people are waiting to see if anything is going to happen there. There's also been a little bit of talk that the Dodgers might be sending Alex Wood to the Cubs, but that hasn't gone through yet either. So we will keep you up to speed as best we can from reading Twitter.
Of the trades already made, we talked about the Astros, I mean, being, and they have been busy, but who's been busier than the Blue Jays? My God.
They signed everybody. I saw someone earlier tweeted out that they're going to have to hold open tryouts for their minor league teams because they're not going to have enough people left. I mean, they got all kinds of folks up there, but the Blue Jays are going for it. We talked a little about this yesterday. I'm not a huge, huge fan of this, like, you know, deal them all, buy them all, depending on where you are in the standings type thing. But it is interesting to see the teams that think they've got a chance. The Mets, a little quieter in the trade talks, but did make a couple of moves. They're trying to make a move. But the Blue Jays are the big one.
Yeah, oh, they've been, I mean, they've just been, you know, the David Price deal,
Well, and you expect some of them. You know, the Royals are leading their division. The Astros now leading their division. But the Blue Jays are interesting because they're not leading their division.
Right.
They're a few games back of the Yankees. So.
But the Blue Jays are a good team. I mean, they've got possibilities, I think.
Yeah.
And earlier this year, they were playing extremely well. And so I think that's not a bad way to go. I mean, I'm interested in the Rangers deal. A lot of people I talked to thought that the Rangers gave up too much for Hamels, and I don't believe that. I thought that was a good trade. And part of it, some people didn't want to see Harrison leave, but, you know, you don't really have any guarantee that he's going to come back from that surgery. He's done okay, and I know he's very popular on the team, but, you know.
There was some talk with the Astros and Phillips, giving up Phillips to get Gomez,
but
kind of
always,
the same deal.
You'll always do that. And a guy like Hamels, where you've got this year and two more years on the contract, and then an option year. It's not like Rangers have traded this much for guys that were going to be around 3 months. They've done that before, so I don't really have a problem with it with the deal the Rangers made.
Yeah, the thing to me that I keep going back to with the Astros is, and something that Jeff Luno said that I was kind of impressed by, is that they've been building for the future, but at a certain point you've got to throw your chips in because tomorrow's not guaranteed to anybody. So if you can get close, go for it. And that's
it would have been insane to do it 2 years ago.
But now
that you're in that position, and particularly, you know, coming off the weekend that they are, the week that they've had, absolutely.
The thought of could the Astros win the World Series sounds ludicrous.
Doesn't sound too long shot to me.
But now all of a sudden you're like, I mean, why not? They might as well go for it. And so I guess we're seeing.
Well, look at the pitching.
Out.
I mean, if you're in a short series right now with them, they're going to be tough. That's going to be tough to deal with. And, you know, plus, you know, at any point the Astros can jack one out of the ballpark. So So, and I'm not so sure that's not exactly what you need going into the playoffs now. And
yeah, we're gonna
just get in there.
We're gonna see how it works out in the postseason, I guess, maybe. But anyway, it's been a fun last few days. And again, we are down 42 minutes from the trade deadline. We will let y'all know if we hear anything.
Yeah. If y'all are
driving around, y'all are doing stuff, you're going out, maybe you're going to Lake Bryan, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, we will keep you abreast of any and all trade information. All right, we're going to go to our first break. We want y'all's text. Hit us up, 229-1939. What would you like us to talk about or debate or settle or argue about or whatever you want to send in, 229-1939. We're going to talk. I saw this headline on SI.com earlier, David, and it said, has the Pac-12 passed the SEC?
Hmm.
And we're going to debate that when we come back. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone FM 102.7.
Did you know millennials think about cooking as a creative outlet to express themselves? Your Beef Checkoff continues to provide millennials with tools they need to experiment with beef in the kitchen. This generation enjoys recipes like Thai beef with cucumber salad or confetti beef tacos, adding an extra twist to their meals and providing new inspiration. So while you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is using market research to direct millennials to beef nirvana. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your checkoff dollar.
Texas affords great businesses the freedom to grow. Outstanding business practices affords Texans one of the strongest economies in the country. This is Inside Texas Business.
Outdoor lighting can enhance the beauty of your home, says Richard Lentz, President Lentz Landscape Lighting.
We love to shed some light on all the beautiful landscapes Texas has to offer. The distinctive natural beauty that each neighborhood provides has continued to inspire us for over 30 years.
Inside Texas Business, presented by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a policyholder-owned workers' comp provider. Work safe, Texas.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
It's summertime and you're on the go to camps, sporting events, day trips, or just around town. So make sure you stop in at your neighborhood Rattlers and check out all the icy cold drink specials or grab a snack of Duke's Beef Jerky, all flavors only $5.99 a pack. Or pick up some lunch like a delicious fully loaded hot dog, only 79 cents with your registered Rattlers rewards card. Working out in the sun? Then cool off after work with a 12-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Listen to The Zone, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me.
Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, David Campbell hanging out with you on a Friday, talking about whatever y'all want to talk about. Hit us up, 229-1939, or give us a call, 693-1150. Again, the text line, 229-1939. you know, whatever is on your mind.
You're rocking the Astros jersey again.
This is my Friday. I've decided this is my Friday thing now. I'm just going to rock the Astros jersey on Friday. Yeah. It's been working. You know, might as well keep things going. You mentioned the Astros just announced their tickets for next year.
They're going up a lot of sections up like 20% next
year.
This
is good timing, though.
Yeah, it's probably the right time to do it.
I mean, they've got to go up a little bit because you know, now they're going to about 20%, but that's because everyone thinks that, all right, if they're this good this year, next year, who knows what might happen. So,
I'm thinking the Rangers will wait until they get to at least 500.
I think it was a good time to announce it, and I think that trying to capitalize on the momentum they got going on right now. All right, I was messing around on the internet earlier, trying to figure out what we were going to be talking about today, and saw an thing on SI. Sports Illustrated, Pete Thamel actually wrote it. And it just had the headline, and I don't want to, you know, misrepresent this. This is literally the headline. It says, has Pac-12 football now surpassed the SEC? And then when you actually click on it, it says, has the Pac-12 surpassed the SEC as college football's top conference?
So you click on it and it says no, or what?
Well, it's... Well, I don't really care what he has to say about it, but I thought it would be an interesting conversation of what we think actually makes the top conference, because that's kind of his argument, is what does being the top conference really mean?
Yeah.
Does it mean you have the best team? Does it mean you have the most balance? Does it mean you have the most money? You know, what actually defines you as a conference? To me, and especially because you say best, like, is it attendance? I mean, that could be something also. There's no doubt that when it comes to what conferences fans care the most, it's the SEC. It's not even close.
I would completely agree with that.
Maybe the Big Ten, only because of some of the major programs. But it's the SEC, and it's not even close. But
yeah, if you're talking Michigan, Ohio State, and some of those, I would probably be on board with you there. But I think top to bottom, they're such rabid fans in the SEC, and that was pre A&M, to be honest with you. I mean, the Aggies just fit into that group.
Well, and then there is, I mean, again, what actually makes the best conference? The Pac-12. Is kind of touting this, you know, we're the best league thing. But there's some awful teams in the Pac-12. I mean, Colorado is horrible. Washington State was horrible last year. Oregon State hasn't been anything special in a while. So I don't know. When someone says best college football conference, what does that say to you?
I don't know. I mean, everybody comes up with this stuff. I have no idea what they're thinking. You can argue it just about any way you want to. The only reason they can make the argument, I think, now is because of last season in the SEC, where there might not have been the team that was quite as dominant, and nobody won the national championship from the SEC last year. So that opens the door for you to do it. And I was looking at the USA Today poll that came out the other day. And you've got just enough of that doubt in there where, even though there are still plenty of SEC teams in there, now people seem to kind of wonder, maybe they are on the edge, and maybe somebody else could work their way in. I think the Pac-12 is the other really good conference right now. I actually do agree with that, but I'd probably, if I had to pick one, I'd still say the SEC.
Yeah, and again, this goes into what do you think defines the best. Here's what I think is the best. When I say best conference, I sort of think most entertaining conference. In that, and here's why I still say it's the SEC, particularly the SEC West. Even though I know the Pac-12 South has a bunch of good teams too, but the SEC West this season could literally be won by anyone, and I don't think anyone would be that surprised. Now, if Mississippi State were to win it, I think a lot of people would be pretty surprised. But you wouldn't be like, oh, man, they had no chance, because they do have Dak Prescott. I mean, they do have maybe the best player in the league might play for that team. So as opposed to the Pac-12, where, again, I don't even know about a quarter of the teams, maybe a third of the teams. They're all too late.
What's wrong with those people?
They have no chance of winning the league, I mean, is what I'm saying. There's some teams in the Pac-12 that have no chance. But that's not necessarily the case in the SEC, especially in the West.
Yeah, you know, the best conference arguments never really interest me all that much.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's I like the best teams. I mean, I do find that interesting. And But, I mean, we were talking about the Big 12. They've got two teams in the top four in that deal. But then there's hardly anybody else on there. I mean, they're not getting any consideration at all. But nothing wrong with TCU and Baylor. I mean, those are two outstanding teams, I think. And I think they'll be good again this year.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring this up. One, because my whole point of this is, who cares who the best conference is? Like, why does that get brought up so much? And then...
I think the SEC has a lot to do with that, because they demand that people want them to be considered the best conference.
Well, and also...
The conference makes a big deal out of it. People in the conference do.
Well, there's all the chants and all that kind of stuff. Seven straight national titles and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, they got all kinds of reason to do that, but it interests me not a whit. I couldn't care less about that. I couldn't care less that the SEC does it. And it's like these people who get on the only SEC deal. The SEC is better than everybody else, and they make a big deal. I get tired of that stuff.
Well, that's kind of what
it's insane.
That's kind of what I was getting to. Is like, it doesn't really matter to me. What I look for when people talk about conferences is just which one is fun to watch. And 2008, for all of its drama and complaining and back and forth, the Big 12 was great.
Yeah.
The Tech Oklahoma Texas drama was awesome, of who was actually going to come out in the end of that thing. I think that's why the SEC is so intriguing this year, because the SEC West could very well be a scenario where with 2-3 weeks to go, you're not sure who's going to win it.
Or it might be boring at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Or it could be. And that's part of why I don't really like that everyone in the SEC West has that rogue, like, awful team they play in November. You know, they're like next to last week of the season, everyone play. Like, A&M plays Western Carolina and all the different ones. I'm not a huge fan of that because it kind of lessens some of that conference drama. But I will say the Pac-12 South has one of those this year where everyone in it, everyone but Colorado, you sort of think, and maybe Utah, you think has a decent chance at this thing. The Pac-12 South, for those of you that don't know, is Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA, USC, Utah, and Colorado. So that one to me is going to be fun to watch this year. You know, there's certain leagues out there that you don't even have to watch. You just know who's going to be in the championship game. Like at Florida State or Clemson. That one of those two teams is going to win the ACC. And Ohio State and Michigan State in the Big Ten.
Well,
one of those two is probably going to win.
ACC was top heavy like that last year, too. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah.
Am I off base? I've never understood it, and a lot of Aggie fans have kind of given me a hard time about that. I don't get that jump on the SEC. Jump on the A&M bandwagon. I have no problem with that. But what's that? We want the SEC to get all kinds of credit all the time. Why do you do that?
Well, here's what I think it might be. Is I think people love college football so much that only having one team to root for is like not enough. Like, they want to care about more games.
Okay.
So I think people have talked themselves into caring about any SEC game. And more power to you. If it provides you entertainment, then by all means,
yeah, I guess,
be all over it. But yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you. We talked about this all week.
I've never understood that we've got to pull for the SEC. I don't remember in the Big 12 saying, "Oh, we got to pull for Texas and Baylor." I mean, it didn't happen. never happened.
And part of that goes back to something we talk about on this show a lot, and that's that A&M has no real rivals in the SEC yet. They don't hate anyone in the SEC yet, they did.
Maybe we need a little bit more, good natured hatred at least.
Right.
You know?
There's no hate in the SEC for A&M. So,
and it's like the like bringing up the topic of who's our rival.
Well,
get over it. Find out who your rival is.
An old timer is going to text us and say that they hate LSU, and some of the older folks do really hate LSU.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
But the younger folks don't yet. So I don't know. Anyway,
hey, that's fine. That's fine. If that's an earned rivalry, I don't have a problem with it. I don't know that I feel it, but maybe somebody does. You know.
Anyway, that's
again, I'm not a long time. Let's follow the Aggies. I followed the Aggies from a long way back, but not like as a where it hurts where A&M lost to LSU. It didn't bother me much. So
anyway, I just saw the headliner. I thought we'd bring it up. One of those deals that. Like we've talked about this week, I don't really care about either. But I thought it was, if Pete Dammel's talking about it, we'll talk about it.
Okay,
all right. Here's one thing I was excited to talk about, and we're going to go to break and then come back into it. And the question is, and I want you all to weigh in on this too, 229-1939 text line. Are there phrases in sports, and I mean like literal phrases, like the way people talk about it or write about it or whatever, that annoy you? Because I have one today that we've let get so into our sports vernacular that I can't stand it, and I'm taking a stand. Today I'm taking a stand against this phrase. So if y'all have any let us know. 229-1939, and we'll be back. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Bill Oliver with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brian, school board members will be discussing whether to ask voters this November to increase the property tax rate. Board President David Stasny brought up the idea at a meeting earlier this month. At the time, if voters approved an increase of 2 cents, that would generate $1.2 million from property owners, plus another $800,000 from the state. Updated estimates will be given to the board on Monday. There will be at least one new member of the Bryan School Board following the November election. Retired Bryan ISD administrator and teacher Ruthie Wilkins-Waller is filing for the single-member District 4 seat, now held by Kelly Levy, who is not seeking re-election. Also up for re-election, at-large member Tommy Bosquez, who tells WTAW News he plans to file in the near future. Filing deadline's August 24th. An ex-wife who thought she hired a hitman to kill her ex-husband, then was arrested when the hitman was a College Station police detective, has made a deal on her punishment. 35-year-old Nicolette Beard of Willis could have received life in prison after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted her of solicitation to commit capital murder. Instead, she agreed to serve 15 years in exchange for giving up her right to appeal the verdict and prison sentence. Beard was arrested in September 2013 after making an $800 down payment on the $4,000 prize to have her ex killed over a child custody dispute. Last week, WTAW News told you about Texas A&M and the A&M system planning a 3,400-bed student housing complex at George Bush and Penberthy. Yesterday, officials unveiled more details about the Park West development. The public-private arrangement calls for A&M to receive more than $600 million over the next 30 years. Among the questions asked of System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray was why the university could not take less money in order to reduce student expenses.
We've had formal market studies. We've actually had two talking about the rates that are involved and the current demand, future demand, all of those things that we've looked at. And as the president said, we're at or below market rates on this housing.
A date for groundbreaking has not been set, but completion is expected sometime in 2017. The local electric providers, BTU and College Station Utilities, report having no trouble providing service, but it is an issue with the operator of the statewide electric grid, which reports record consumption for July for the fourth straight day. That's why everyone's being asked to conserve between 3 and 7 p.m. Suggestions are online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Spirit Ice Arena is cooling things down this summer with a schedule packed full of icy activities for you and your family. Our sensational summer camps have already begun and will continue throughout the summer. Ages 5 to 12 are welcome. We offer private skating lessons, Zamboni lessons, broom ball, hockey, and more. Plus, we host the coolest birthday parties in town. Come chill out with us during Public Skate, open 7 days a week. For more information on all the cool things we have to offer, visit spiriticearena.com today. That's spiriticearena.com.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Listen to the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
Think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, David Campbell, and we've got 23 minutes to the trade deadline. Some tweets coming out.
Starting to feel a little pressure.
They're expecting Giannis Cespedes will be dealt. They don't know to who. They said the White Sox are in the mix, but not the favorite. That's according to Bob Nightingale, I think.
You're talking about things that people say, and everybody pronounces that guy's name differently.
Yes.
I always said Yoenis Cespedes.
And a tweet saying, I think this was from Buster Olney, but I could be wrong here. The Yankees expect Kimbrel to be traded, but don't think they're going to get him. So, again, 20 minutes to go. 22 minutes and 10 seconds to be exact. We'll see what happens out there. All right, I asked y'all because I had one today that and I don't know why it irks me so much because it really does fit. But when every time I hear it, I want to throw someone out the window. We're talking about phrases that annoy you when people talk about them in sports. Mine is perfecting his craft. Like, I hate this. I'm like, they're playing football or basketball. It's a sport, not medieval blacksmithing. That's what I talked to you about earlier. It drives me nuts. Perfecting his I don't know why I hate that so much, but I just can't. Anytime someone says, because the Browns coach, whatever his name is, Petten. Said that about Manziel earlier.
He's perfecting his craft.
He's serious about his craft. Oh,
okay.
It's not a craft. He's just playing football.
Like you're going down to Michael's, or you know.
Right? Yeah. It's like he
arts and craft stuff.
Oh God! If you didn't learn how to do it on Pinterest, then it's not a craft. All right. We're playing a game. All right. It's a sport. Whatever.
Mine is. You know, you hear it in sports as well as more probably in politics. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, this.
Day.
It's like people start a sentence with it for no logical reason. But that's never drawn.
You don't like that one?
No, I know it drives me insane, and everybody says it.
All right, we got some on the text line. Chip on his shoulder drives me nuts. I like that.
He's got a chip on his shoulder,
That I don't. This goes back to, and as the person said, here's the text said, chip on his shoulder drives me nuts. Very similar to the whole haters thing. Yeah, everyone has a chip on their shoulder. All right, everyone that's ever played anything finds some way to get fired up about whatever. Yeah, that's I'm with the texter there. Ryan P said he doesn't want to hear any more swagger. Yeah, I'm a little over swaggered.
Yeah, over swaggered. The abbreviated swag to top it off too. Is that stay or is that okay?
No, I'll get rid of that too.
Okay.
The thing about the swagger thing.
Although I have to admit, the swag copter was a good. I like that.
Well, the problem with swagger. It's much different from perfecting his craft, where I always hate it. Swagger used to be used to describe like teams that sort of played on the verge of out of control, but had that sort of like free-willing confidence about them. The Miamis, the Florida States, they had swagger. That was okay. But then now we use it for, like, anything.
Right.
Everyone's got swagger. Everyone's got swag. Everyone's got it's too much.
See, when I think of swagger, I think of Muhammad Ali.
Ali had swagger.
Right, and deserved to have it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the problem. We've given out too much swagger.
Too much swagger.
Now we can't rein it back in.
Right.
All right, I agree with this one too. Someone said that people, especially on Twitter, refer to things as like the GOAT, greatest of all time. He goes, until time stops, no one is the greatest of all time. That's just true. That's from our friend South Park Cows.
Yeah,
that's just a fact.
That's the way it is.
He's the greatest of history. Future time has yet to be determined.
Right.
And statistically, almost definitely not the greatest of all time, since most of us, you know, who knows how much longer the world could go. Here we go. Hold on. This one came in a weird order, so I've got to piece it together real quick. Two bad cliches which offend me, playing with confidence and fearless. It says both are such corrupt denials. Athletes play with fundamental execution. Confidence is a byproduct of fundamental execution, not a cause of such. All athletes have fear. Courage is focus when fear is present. Athletes are not fearless. They are brave. There can be no courage unless fear is present. So there we go.
Did Nietzsche sign that?
We're getting really specific here on the problem with it being basically that, you know.
That's just it's like when you have text from philosophers, I'm pretty impressed.
Well, it's a little true. Unless there's something to fear, you don't really have courage.
But it's very philosophical. I mean,
right. Well, and I do agree. Now, there is one specific situation where I would say, well, two, anything involving bullfighting, I would say you can be courageous doing that. There's some fear there. The bull might kill you. Or slot receivers going over the middle of the field. I will give them fearless because there's a legit chance they could get knocked out when they catch the ball.
Yeah, I had actually somebody.
But 99% of the time, I agree with the texter.
Yeah, I don't know. The bullfighting thing doesn't bother me much either because, I mean, the bull's never going to win. I mean, granted, you can get hurt doing it.
I didn't mean
it,
to say bullfighting. I meant like bull riding.
Oh, bull riding. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, big difference.
Right. Well, I was trying to say anything involving bull running from the bulls, that, you know, there could be some fear there because they might trample you or something like that.
For some odd reason, bull seems to fit your theme, right?
Well, what's funny is the next one that texted in was not my first rodeo. Yeah, that's another one I don't like too. This goes back to the swagger thing though. It's used way too often. And we hear "not my first rodeo" all the time. It's never been anyone's first rodeo.
And you know when you know it's really not their first rodeo? It's when they say "not my first rodeo." If they say that, then they really have never been through it. Oh, they don't know what they're talking about.
All right, we got a call. Bobby has something stupid that he hates. And if I can figure out how to get him on the phone here.
Okay.
Bobby has one that he hates. What do we got, Bobby? You there? Oh, I don't know. I think we lost him.
All right.
So there we go. So what else y'all got out there? Oh, man. This is a good one. Well, we got two good ones. Someone texted, because I've said this, I love that this one got brought up, because I had forgotten I hate this one so much. Bothers me when people in award acceptance speeches always say, "this is so humbling." Do they know the meaning of the word? Winning the Heisman Trophy is not humbling. Getting cut is humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have won an award for being the best at the thing that you do, then that's not humbling. Like, you're like the opposite of that. You've done it. You should not be humble. You should be like, "I'm the best. I'm the greatest." Exactly. Oppo.
What about guys that like start off their sentences with "no doubt about that," or "undoubtedly," or something like that? I mean, do you get tired of that? Because it seems like you hear that a lot too.
No, that one doesn't. It doesn't bother me as much. We think maybe we've got Bobby back now. I'll tell the guy over the station to go ahead and click him on. That way we're not both trying to do it. Bobby, you there?
Hello.
Hey, what do we got? Well, nope, we lost him again. Well,
we're 0 for Bobby.
That's what we don't like. We don't like empty air. That's one we don't like. Let's see what else we got. Someone texted, "been there and done that." That's just like a colloquialism. That's just lazy. That's what that one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to take stuff like that and try to twist it a little bit. You know, sometimes it comes up because it's easy to do, you know, but because everybody knows all these things. There's a reason why they've become cliches now.
Well, we're getting a little bit off the path here, because there's things that people say that annoy me all the time, but they're not necessarily sports related. I do like the humbling one is definitely true. Someone had a text, "anything Chris Berman says." That's true. Like, if he says it, it should be dropped from the sports vernacular just right away. Like, that's the last. I did see today he's going to be calling one of the Monday night games. You know, they open with the doubleheader.
The doubleheader.
They do the East Coast, West Coast thing. He's going to be announcing one of those games, which means I will have that on mute. Jason and Brian agrees with you. He said, "at the end of the day" is the most used phrase of all time.
Well, you hear it as much on politics as you do on sports.
At the end of the day, what really matters here.
Yeah.
Ugh. Just find new ways of saying stuff, people.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Ugh. Perfect your craft.
That's right. Exactly right. Perfect your craft. Get it right.
Unless someone is apprenticing as a smithy, I don't want to hear that one ever again. There we go. We've eliminated that. I really liked the you called it philosophical, playing with confidence and fearless one, because that is good, because you really aren't. I mean, if you're playing basketball, like, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, you might get injured, but you don't even think about that. Or baseball, there's no fearless in baseball, really. So the only thing I could think of is maybe extreme sports or running from the bulls. Otherwise, you gotta.
When I played sports, it was I was like fearful all the time. I mean, it just I was afraid somebody was going to make me really look bad, and I didn't like that idea.
Well, that's why you didn't make it very far, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so there we go. There's a few more phrases. Hit us up if you have some more. We're going to go to break. 229-1939. If you've got some other annoying phrases, we'll break them down. When we come back, a little today in Aggie history and 13 minutes to the trade deadline. We'll see if anything gets going. Come back with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing in the windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brass's Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after-school activity guide. Brass's Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brass's Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining's protective coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Lining's is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
On Sports Talk, Chip and Krista discuss Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert's marital problems.
Blake filed 2 weeks ago because he received certain information about Miranda and the other guy that elevated things in his head from rumor to fact. We're told Blake has been very upset the last few weeks and told her she had to get her animals off his ranch.
Sports Talk, we're committed every day to the facts on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, David Campbell. We got another caller, Rick, who is on with us now. Rick, what's on your mind?
The word piece, P-I-C-E, as in a piece of a puzzle. I hate that one. You know, all pieces of a puzzle are equivalent, really. There's not a nice piece or a good piece, or we need to get our pieces put together.
There you
go. It's so overutilized, that piece concept, like you're putting a puzzle together, and that some pieces are more valuable. He's a valuable piece, and the whole thing is overdone. And,
there we go. I like that one, Rick. Thanks for calling in.
Big. You bet. Bye-bye.
I like that one because I get what he's saying. All the pieces normally are the same, yet we're assigning a value to pieces. Maybe we should say, like, parts. Because, like, in a car, certain parts are more important than other ones.
I just looked some of these things up.
Well, hold on.
We got some more
on the text line. You had a good one during the break we need to get to you. But someone said, Dan over at the campus course said, I hate college athletes who answer interview questions with definitely.
That's what I was trying to get at before.
This is one of those things that they it's like a time waster.
Yeah.
Different people answer questions. I used to say all of the time was something like, that's a really good question. You know, basically you're wasting time while you think of an answer. Definitely is one that a lot of people use. You know who does that is Mike Matthews. You can ask him anything like, hey, how's your offense improving this offseason? He'll say, definitely, and then he'll go into the answer. But it's just something to kind of give himself a second.
That's a really good question thing. I had a coach that I was doing an interview with one time, and I was doing a live thing on a TV thing, and I asked him the thing, and I knew what he was trying to do. He was just trying to think of an answer. So he said, that's a really good question. And I said, thanks. That's what I usually try to ask. And he just cracked up. He thought that because nobody'd like come back on that thing. But the one I had was, we have the utmost respect for them.
Oh. Well, this goes back to one of my other big pet peeves in sports, and that's the being classy thing. I'm over that.
Admirable.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm not saying to go out of your way to be unclassy, but there's so much. No, everyone's afraid to say anything because everyone takes it and runs with it these days. That everything is so washed down that, you know, we don't get to hear anything. That kind of goes back into that. We have the utmost respect for our opponent. Win one game at a time. That's what someone sent in, was taking it one game at a time. Yeah. We don't look past anybody. Someone texted in, it is what it is one of the worst cliches of all time. Chuck and Brian.
Yeah, sometimes, though, that's the only quote you get that's usable.
Yeah.
And, it's frustrating.
Someone texted, body of work. Don't they just mean cumulative stats? That's from Jackie.
Yeah. How about you could hear a pin drop in here? I think that would work for Boeing.
Here's the thing. The body of work one, I go back and forth on, because I wish there was another way to say it. Because what sometimes you're talking about is, like, say the NCAA tournament. You're talking about a team, you know, West Virginia versus North Carolina State. Maybe they both ended the season, one of them ended the season hotter than the other one. You take a look at the body of work. I don't like that phrase, though. I wish they're like, maybe just say the whole season.
Yeah.
Or from start to finish or something. Body of work does sound weird. I kind of agree. It's like working on your craft.
When's the last time you saw a guy get hit by a curveball and they didn't say he took one for the team?
Here we go. Someone texted in, I hate when people refer to athletes as, quote, extremely competitive. Isn't that obvious? They literally compete every day. That is true. What was the one that we hear all the time that...
I've used some of these. I'm going to be at least forgiving because you know, you do that. Just like you say, sometimes it's filler.
Well, and sometimes the simple fact is there are some people that are more competitive than others. But it's so overused that, you know, like, for example, Kobe Bryant is a different kind of competitive than most people. But
agreed.
We use this to say that, like, everybody is competitive, and it loses its meaning.
Right.
It makes it sound, you know, like that. There are some guys out there who are, like, literally on a different level. They think they're competing against everybody all the time, and they can't shut it off. The Kobe's, the Jordans, I'm sure the people like maybe – I'm trying to think of someone in football that would kind of fit that bill. Maybe Peyton Manning. These people that can't shut off that gene. It's part of what makes them so great in certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Other times it's why they wash out because they can't stand
failure. Would have been a Brett Favre kind of example too, I think.
Something like that. So I can kind of see that. But, yeah, we use it so much that it's lost its meaning. Someone said the phrase, if you're scared, get a dog. I had never even heard that phrase till a few years ago.
I didn't either until someone used it. That's the first time I ever heard it, to be honest with you. Had you heard it before?
I had sort of heard it, but not... You know, like only like in passing, and it didn't. But now everyone says that. If you're scared, get a dog.
Well, I don't even completely understand what it means.
Yeah, I don't either. A dog's never saved me from anything.
That's right. My dog hides behind me when people come to the door.
My girlfriend's dogs are tiny and annoying, so I don't think they would help anything. And then someone said anything Lou Holtz says because you can't understand him. So there you go.
How about I got one more. On paper, they're the team to beat.
On paper. That's
one
I don't like.
Start with that to begin with, right?
Yeah. And
nobody's ever played the game on paper.
Well, some of the sports cliches are cliches because they're true, but... Or that's the only way to say that particular thing.
But how about they're the team to beat?
But yeah, like on paper, I will say though, I almost kind of like it because it's sort of a passive aggressive insult.
Okay.
Like if you say someone's great on paper, that means you don't think they're really that
yeah,
great.
Yeah, they might not really be
yeah,
that
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
okay.
So I almost like that one because it's kind of passive aggressive, which goes back to the I wish more people would say what's on their mind type thing nowadays.
Well,
like when they interviewed Kevin Sumlin before Ball State, and he goes, hey, you know, we're focused on Ball State. This is a team that's got good players on it. And you're like, oh, my God. No, you're not. You're going to beat this team. I could call the plays and probably lead A&M to victory over Ball State.
If you like that, that's why I have the utmost respect for you. I just want to tell you.
Well, what we've learned from this is everyone needs to go work on their craft.
That's right.
Anyway. Well,
oh, man.
There we go.
It does seem like a Friday in the middle of summer, doesn't it?
Well, hey, people out there.